waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Say it. I'm really proud of the American people and the people of the world, nationalists, populists, Christians everywhere, because we've been asleep for a long time, but people are really awake now, and they're refusing to be intimidated. They're refusing to be pushed around, and the left is discovering this and really freaking out and saying on ABC News, CBS News, CNN, MSNBC, I've got all the clips coming up, that it's time to arrest people that support Trump. It's time to arrest people that are politically incorrect. And it's time to, quote, confront and destroy Trump supporters. That's Chris Hayes on MSNBC. That's coming up today. Now, that ties into the censorship of conservatives, of nationalists, of anyone raising the alarm about the fact that our country is in the process of being destroyed if we don't stand up. Twitter suspends Angel Mom, who lost her police officer's son from an illegal alien, for posting about illegal immigration. You read what she posted, it's all completely true statistics. Meanwhile, Google blacklists free speech platform Gab, totally bans it. Chinese immigrant Kathy Zhu stripped of Miss Michigan title after refusing to wear an hijab. Oh, that's what they told her to do. Top Gun sequel co-produced by China's Tencent appears to remove Japanese, Taiwanese flags. Yeah, the Chi-Coms own Hollywood. That's just some of the censorship we've got in the stack today. There's a powerful Mike Adams article on Infowars.com where he points out that if Trump doesn't do these five things, he will lose. And I totally agree with him. You know, we played the computer scientist and psychology report detailing how Google brags they can steal the election and swing 20 million votes with a few clicks of a mouse. 77 million clicks with another click of the mouse. We're going to be breaking all that down today as well. And we're going to look at the economy. You know, Trump's trying to prop it up, and he's doing a lot of things I agree with. But we have Deutsche Bank with $49 trillion in derivatives, fake mortgages and things, is melting down before our eyes, Zero Hedge reports, ZeroHedge.com. It's posted on Infowars.com and could trigger a worldwide collapse. We'll be looking at that in great detail as well today. Bernie Sanders, speaking of economy, he wants a $15 minimum wage for everyone. But it turns out he does not want that for his campaign people. He says, no, you have to sacrifice for the greater good. I have three $1 million homes. I drive $118,000 vehicles. But you will not get any of that. Your union gets you $13 is the highest, and that is it. And, of course, there's no irony or hypocrisy there. Look, $15 minimum wage in New York makes sense. I mean, my God, a Coca-Cola is $5. A tiny apartment's like $5,000 a month. You can barely lay down in. But in the middle of the country, stuff's a third the price at the grocery store. People, you can't pay people $15 an hour. Anyways, I'm digressing. The big enchilada. I did a live rant earlier this week that some of the crew thought was intriguing. They went and researched it, came back to me and said, we didn't know that. You got to talk about this more. Oh, you didn't know Ilhan Omar comes from a famous tribe that currently runs slaves and that sees blacks as subhumans? I have all the mainstream news and proof right here. So we're going to play that special report, but even give you more from major universities, from mainline journals, the hub of black slavery by the Arabs is Somalia. And the tribe she comes from sees themselves as gods, as blacks, as animals. We're going to read you the quotes. And that they would never do that. Everyone else is their slaves. Will she pay reparations? So this is the stuff she doesn't want you to know. Because she's a slaver through and through. 100% slave pirate witch.
Coming at you live.
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
And radio. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. We've been digging in for decades, knowing that there'd come a time when the world government was openly announced and when all of our information would absolutely explode to the platinum standard. And we knew they'd then try to come and shut us down at that point. Satellite, shortwave, 240-plus AM and FM stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations, folks all over the Internet uploading our information without the name Alex Jones on it. And Senator Blumenthal of Stolen Glory saying he was a combat captain in the Marine Corps, spit on when he came home, highly decorated. We got all the videos. Never in combat, never overseas. He was put at a desk job by his rich father that gave him over $100 million to captain a desk. He did run DC Toys for Tots, though. This is the lying serpent creature that is Hillary's representative in the Senate, still quarterbacking the mass censorship. And they had the head lawyer for Google in there saying, I don't want it where Alex Jones is able to upload or be listed on Google, period. And he said, sir, we're working over the round the clock to ban him completely. You got to go over, even read the New York Times about Blumenthal from 6-7 years ago, back when they had some integrity. It's got all the quotes about, I was spit on after heavy combat. I returned on the C-130 after taking out the Viet Cong myself. Hillary says she was in an aircraft shot at in Serbia, and Brian Williams was, you know, in a helicopter hit by RPG fire. None of it was true. But he got up in the Senate and he said, Alex Jones is currently sending people to Sandy Hook's families and harassing him. He's making all this money off of it. He's currently uploading videos harassing Robbie Parker. I want him off the air. None of that was ever true or is true. And Google goes, we know he's hurting the children, sir. He keeps harassing them. We'll take his videos down. We're working with the algorithm. And Blumenthal goes, I want those machines to silence him and silence him now. He actually talks like this. Do you want me to play some of it? Well, don't worry, Mr. Blumenthal. Certain people are commissioning films under other companies and other individuals. I have nothing to do with it. About how you're the Brian Williams of the Senate. It'll be in movie theaters in Connecticut next year. Hope you enjoy it. So, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Now, let me just do this now. I've got something really special for you this evening. We've got the collapsing border. We've got the world government announced. We've got the Democrats calling for, quote, confront and destroy Trump supporters. That's Chris Hayes. We're going to play that video for you. We've got Trump doubles down, says far-left congresswomen should apologize to America. Yes, double down. Don't back down. These women are nasty. We've got Bernie Sanders refusing to pay his campaign workers minimum wage, but everybody else needs to. It's a swindler, folks. Total con man. We've got the latest Jeffrey Epstein information that Hillary is about to go down, and the media's desperate attempts to spin it against Trump. Look at this Politico headline. Meet the women who has ties Jeffrey Epstein to Trump and the Clintons. And you read the article, Trump knew his publishing, the father of the British woman, and might have been at a party once with him. Whoa. A New York socialite might have been with a British socialite at a party once. So Bill Clinton's on the plane, kidnapped kids, not even signing them in to the manifest, pervert island, pedo island. But you read this, and it's like, woo, ties to Trump. You read the whole article. I'm going to show you the article. It says, he may have been at a party once in 1982. Dun, dun, dun. Did you hear that? Trump was at a party with the father of the woman that appears to be Epstein's pimp in New York City. Man, I tell you, that's it for Trump right there. He might have been 30-something years ago at a party with the woman's father, who was the top publisher in Europe at the time. I can't believe this. I bet at a Formula One race, he was probably next to somebody else, too. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. That's crazy. That's absolutely wild. So that's all coming up. But let me tell you what's coming up after the break. I did a little rant a few days ago, I guess Wednesday, and the crew was blown away by it. And they said, Alex, is that really true? I said, well, yeah, just go look up Arab slave trade worldwide based in Somalia, taking black slaves all the way to Indonesia, all the way to Tahiti. Yes, there's black genes in Tahiti because over 1,000 years ago and right through, they were taken and sold as slaves into the Pacific Ocean by Arabs. Who taught the world and Europeans 500 years ago how to kick up their slave trade. So here's the deal. I've heard enough of how I'm a white devil, and I've heard enough from Peanut Head, Ilhan Omar. So I looked up her name and the tribe she's in, and I was like, oh, that's right. I read some books about that years ago, about the slave trade and the history of slavery. Her family is of the highest caste in the country. Their specialty is slavery. They see blacks from Kenya as subhuman. I'm going to show you Wikipedia saying this coming up. And I don't always believe Wikipedia because they can say bad stuff about conservatives, but it has links to all the universities and history books and famous paintings. And but by the way, it's still going on. It's not like I'm going to show you mainstream news admitting they're selling sex slaves and they're selling kidnapped people in Somalia. Right now, she just came here to jihad. She came here to take over. And Obama works with her as well. They're invading Kenya and other areas and Islamifying it. So that's why she won't ever put down Al-Qaeda or ISIS. That's why she supports them, tries to get them out of prison. Because she is a ruler. She is a queen, a slave queen, a slaver queen. So I'm going to break it all down, and I'm going to display the special report. Then I'm going to show you Encyclopedia Britannica, Wikipedia, even CNN. Currently selling slaves, but she wants me to pay some reparations. History is incredible. We're going to look at this slaver on the other side. We're going to tell you the tribes' names, all of it. So you want to hear it, you're going to see it. It's coming up. By the way, it's not a gimmick when this happens every few months. When I say, oh, the special's going to end this Wednesday. Oh, it's going to end this Thursday. It's going to end this Friday. I finally got up here today, and I did research on our products, what we're doing, and I came up with some new specials. And I'm getting up here at 9 a.m. tomorrow to shoot those ads, okay? So I was up here 3 hours for the show, just working on that. One of the biggest specials we've ever done will finally end as soon as I get the new ads cut, but I'm so focused on news, I haven't done it. So 75 to 25% off store-wide. A lot of the stuff's lost leaders. All the apparel, $17.76. A lot of these are designer shirts where the shirt costs $9, $10 before the printing costs like $3. So these are great deals on the Betsy Ross flag. We sold out of the one limited edition. We have new limited edition that are awesome. These colors don't run. America's back, Infowars.com. We've got $17.76 worldwide, and then the flag as well on the front. There's a lot of new great variants, limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com at $17.76. These would be a good deal at $25, you know, because most T-shirts have 100% markup on them. These shirts are costing us at least $10 a piece. The other shirt, Space Force, costs even more than that because the fabric's really nice. But they're all there, $17.76. And this has got to be the last day because we just sold out of a bunch of the products. So the sale's still going except for five products that have sold out that aren't coming in for months. So InfoWarsStore.com for your Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste or for your high-quality fish oil or for your Brain Force Plus or your Turbo Force or the protein bars just got back in. They've been sold out for a while. They're all there, and it funds this operation that doesn't back down. Now let's look at the slave master family of Ilhan Omar, a modern slave god.
Crack
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Years before medieval Europe ever captured or shipped one black soul, one African, out of Africa. The Arabs had created the trade. They ran the trade. And they control the trade to this day, where it's seen as a status symbol to have African slaves in your haram, which is the godlike heaven zone that a lord lives in. Haram, the hidden, the secret, the heaven. And all over the world, the ultra-rich Islamicists have black servants. So, Ilhan Omar, if you read Encyclopedia Britannica or Wikipedia or the Carnegie Endowment or the Smithsonian, I'm going to show you all this right now if you're a TV viewer. The worldwide hub for the slave trade all over the Pacific Ocean, starting 700 years before any blacks were sold by whites, was Somalia. And the light-skinned Arabs there did not allow their people to marry anyone from Kenya or the surrounding areas. They got slaves from as far away as Nigeria. What is Nigeria today? Document cam shot, please, for TV viewers. This is Wikipedia. This is leftist Wikipedia. So if it's something about a right-winger, you know it's twisted. But this is links to universities, links to the history. You've got to go read it. Slavery in Somalia. And then it lists the Arabic tribes that came in over 1,000 years ago. And how they said that blacks were not fully human. It's all right here. Through the 16th to 20th century. And when you read it, it says it's still going on. Though it's seen as illegal. And it goes into the Arab slave trade and the Indian Ocean slave trade. It's all the way out in the Pacific. Was multi-directional and changed over time. To meet the demand for menial labor, Bantu slaves, that means anybody else but the Somalis, were captured by Somali slave traders from southeastern Africa and were sold in large numbers over the centuries to customers in Egypt, Arabia, the Persian Gulf, India, the Far East, the Indian Ocean, islands, Ethiopia, Somalia. Then it links to all the university reports, all the history. From the 1800 to 1890, between 250,000 and 500,000 Bantu slaves are thought to have been sold for the slave market of Zanzibar alone to the Somali coast. Most of the slaves were from, all these African places. Look at that. Look at that. Mozambique, Tanzania, Mawali, all of them, almost all of Africa. These Bantu groups are known as the, I always pronounce this wrong, the Mushunyuguli, which is the term taken. Then it goes on to say, including worker, foreigner, or slave. And then it goes on to say, you cannot marry them. They're black. They're not human. Now this is currently going on. Ilhan Omar is an Arab. And it talks about she is a god. You look up her name, it's one of the dominant families in Somalia that is known as royalty, basically, and known as rulers of humans or rulers of slaves. Piracy, kidnapping, black slavery, white slavery. She's a god. And she comes to rule you, and you will bow. You will hit that damn knee. Now, I'm going to come back, go through the history of this specifically and show you all this. And she knows all this. It's a big sick joke to her. But here's my report I did live breaking it down. And the crew's like, wow. They went and looked it up and said, it's worse than you're saying. Look at all this. Here it is. We're going to move to the east, to the Horn of Africa and Somalia, the most dangerous, backward, evil country in the world. And you know why Somalia is so bad? Because African countries all around it have have driven the Arab slavers in the last 1,000 years, the Muslim slavers, into the Horn of Africa, where it was the center of the slave trade of Africans all over the world. Once the Roman Empire fell, white slaves were the main slave group. Africans that were rich had white slaves. It was just because that's who was trained and where they got slaves. It was Gaul, that's France today, Germania, which is Austria and Germany, the Britons and others, who they called Gaelic, out of, what's the UK today, Old Albion, England. But after the fall of the Roman Empire, the Western Empire, then the fall of the Eastern Empire in Constantinople, when the Islamists took it, civilization collapsed in Western Europe. And there wasn't any good slaves being brought in anymore. And so the Muslims started enslaving Africans over 1,000 years ago. And that's why Ilhan Omar doesn't look African. She's an elite Somali. The upper class Somalis are light skinned. They are Muslims and they are slave traffickers. They sell black slaves today to 4 countries that still allow slavery. It's still customary in several Arab countries to have black house slaves. That's the truth, folks. That's what they don't want you to know. I bet you a lot of money she comes from slavers. And you're literally looking at someone that comes from the hub of 1,000 years of black slavery. Ilhan Omar, guaranteed in her lineage, is pure slaver. They ship slaves out of Somalia all the way to Indonesia. And then as you project out towards the east, to the far east, you will see all the islands and countries they've taken over in the last 1,000 years since Islam, 1,400 years ago, went expansionist. And again, if you go out in the Pacific Ocean, they're all Muslims. And they test the genetics, and they're African, part African. Well, why is that? Because the Muslims loaded slave ships full of black people and shipped them all over the Pacific. But you don't even get taught that at university. And then you don't ever hear that the Muslims are currently still all running that. From the slavers of Africa, the Horn is where people from Ethiopia and people from Kenya were taken up for over 1,000 years and walked bound as slaves to be loaded on ships to ship them all over the world, all the way in the Pacific Ocean. But the white man did it. Not the precious Muslim, not the precious Islam, when Muhammad was a slaver in Mecca and Medina, where they sold slaves from all over the world. But see, I'm a bad man, you see, because I know the history. I gotta be shut up. I'm a white devil. Everybody wants to get into my country because all the medicine and all the technology and all the rest of the stuff. See, I'm the bad guy who doesn't want you to abort your baby no matter what color you are. And all through here, if you look where Islam is, you wonder how it got all over the world. That's because of slave ships. That's because of boobies, which are Islamic pirates who over 1,000 years ago robbed Japanese, Chinese ships, you name it. The term booby trap comes from traps that pirates would lay. Boobies. Boobies aren't things that give you milk. Boobies are things that kill you. Boobies are slavers out of Somalia. And they're arrogant, and they have a right to rule, and they'll rob your ship, and they'll kidnap you, and they'll kill you in a minute. And they'll come to your country, and they'll tell you to bow to them, or you're a racist. And you know what you do when they do it? You get on your knees to them, and you say, I'm a piece of crap slaver. I'm your slave. And Ilhan says, that's right, dirty American. You're mine now.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, it is incontrovertible history that the main business of Somalia was slavery from, actually, the history's here, 3,000 years ago. Slaves were grabbed and then sold up into Egypt. But it didn't expand until about 1,000 years ago under Islam. And by the way, I knew all this on Wednesday when I did that rant that you just saw 4 minutes of. But I went back and spent 2 hours Friday night and sent all these articles and all these videos you're seeing if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners can just type in anything I'm saying and you'll be able to pull up mainline news would be even admitting this, but it's all hidden. And by the way, Kenyans hate Somalis. You've got Somalis invading right now, trying to take over Kenya and all the surrounding African countries, because I mean, they have to currently run and hide, or they'll get grabbed and taken by slavers out of Somalia. That's what Somalis do. The ruling class in Somalia does piracy. Why are they the kidnapping capital of the world? Because that's slavery, that you grab people. And listen, I'm not saying Somalis are bad people individually, but I'm not going to sit here and hear how I'm white, I'm collectively bad, because 2% of the South had slaves, and then most Americans' ancestors that are white came here after the Civil War. There's almost no one in this country has ancestors that had slaves. But I am collectively guilty. Now, I knew she came from an Arabic Islamicist elite family. I knew about people with the light skin and that don't have the classical African features, but have the more Arabic features, more Egyptian features, that they're seen as the elites, because I read a few books on it decades ago. I wanted to know about slavery. And so I read a book about the transatlantic slave trade, and then I learned about the Arabic slave trade. That was even bigger, so I read several books on that. But here's what you got to know. It's currently going on. When Tlaib, the Palestinian, by the way, Saudi Arabia won't take one Palestinian. The Palestinians are just folks that are trying to basically invade and take over. I'm not saying there aren't some people that weren't already there and had their land, quote, taken. Well, they took it from somebody else. And that's what the Middle East does. Constant war, constant strife, because there's not a lot of resources. So let's go through it. Slavery in Somalia. This is from Wikipedia. And you go through all the sources on it, and everything I just told you is there. And how the ruling class of Somalia, here, let's click on this black slave right here. Scroll down. How the ruling class of Somalia would not associate with Africans from anywhere in the West or anywhere in the South. Only they would only associate with a few people from Egypt, because they were seen as children of God, the beautiful ones. And you mean to read you the Arabic here? I mean, I'll butcher it. I've got it all right here. Spent 2 hours refreshing my memory. It was worse than I thought. And the names they call black people in the Arabic text and all of it, I'm not even going to say it, okay? But some nasty names. Raisin heads, non-humans, people of the devil, because they had to rationalize enslaving folks. So this is what's going on. And they're currently selling sub-Saharan black people in Somalia, in Sudan, and in Libya. Oh, there was none of that under Muammar Gaddafi. He went in there and stopped it all and cleaned it up and took care of everybody. I mean, I'm not saying the guy was a saint, but compared to these guys, and of course he got killed, and now black slavery's back. They sell blacks. And then I've got even a CNN article where they actually tell the truth, strangely enough, where they admit that they ritualistically buy them to kill them. So this is where Ilhan Omar comes from. And she comes here to bring chain migration, her family here, marries her brother. She comes over here. She runs tax scams. She does all this because she's here to exploit. She's a conqueror. That's why she's so arrogant. You see in Somalia the videos that have been shot of the light-skinned Arabs walking down the street, and the blacks all just start bowing. Because you look at somebody like Ilhan Omar, she'll go, deal with him now, take him away. And that's why she walks on, I am in charge now, like a villain, because she comes from that, folks. So go read this, and go read the links to major universities, the photos, the videos, the history. Let me just show TV viewers this. CNN. You can go to CNN and watch whole videos of black men being sold as slaves to Muslim countries around the world. People for sale, where lives are auctioned for $400. This all happened after Hillary took down Libya. because they could expand the slave trade again. African refugees bought, sold, and murdered in Libya. Al Jazeera. Don't see any Arabs there because that's illegal. They're black. It's legal in those Islamic countries that do this. Sold into sex slavery, the plight of African women migrating to Europe. Slavery in Libya, life inside a container. They sell Africans over there, Libyan slave trade. Nigeria finds 20,000 women sold sex slaves. Here's where modern-day slavery is the most pertinent, Islamic countries. Oh, and again, why did the Muslims invade Spain to get slaves, mainly sex slaves? Famous paintings depict it. The Muslims don't even deny it. This is what's going on. This is the reality. So are the Somalis going to pay Europeans reparations for the millions of Europeans, it's estimated, that were grabbed and sold all over the world? They find white European blood in aboriginal groups in the Pacific Ocean. They find them in the Tahitians. And why? Because they were sold as slaves in the Indian Ocean and the Pacific for 1,000 years by the Muslims. And let's just be honest about it. The Egyptians were selling slaves before that all over the world. They found jade and different things that are only in Asia, in Mexico, in temples. They found stuff that's only in Africa, in Guatemala. There was a trade all over in slaves. And that's what was going on. And then you've got Ilhan Omar up there saying how much this country sucks. Folks, learn about the Arab slave trade. Learn how much bigger it was. Because Ilhan Omar comes from that, and that's their national product. And when the British tried to ban it, it's what took them from being a mecca of castles and diamonds and gold to being a poor, backward country. And they're pissed because they're kings. Somalis will tell you, we're kings of Africa. We're the masters. And since the white man banned slavery, we're not on top anymore. And they're pissed. And Ilhan Omar knows all that. These families are arrogant. And if you get into the Islamicist mindset of how they invaded North Africa under Hillary and how they would hunt down blacks and kill their whole families, they hate black people. And that's all part of their big trick, making blacks Muslims. Is it's just so sick. She's just such a deceiver. And this is her Achilles heel, folks. She comes from Arab slavers. Bottom line, from powerful Arab slavers. And they're currently expanding out of Somalia slavery. They're kidnapping Kenyans on their border, and they're caught selling them. It's incredible to know that this witch, can you imagine? It's the hub of slavery worldwide, and she's going to lecture us how we're bad all day long. Unbelievable. All right, I'm done getting into her. The Democrats are calling for violence. Mainline Democrats are saying, quote, confront and destroy Trump supporters. It's all coming up, and then we're going to get into the huge new developments on the Elon Musk front and so much more on this live Sunday global transmission. You know, the globalists are pissed. If you study weapon systems, any good missile has a guidance system, but the ground forces are going to try to jam it. Or aircraft are going to try to jam it with countermeasures. And they're trying to jam the hell out of us. But all that's done is get all the thinkers to tune in even more. And, you know, the globalists, they have a good idea what's going on, but they're real scared right now. And they think they can just shut us up or shut us down or intimidate us and we'll go away. Let me give you the good news here. I bring out a lot of original information that's common knowledge but not popular knowledge. By common knowledge, you can find it easily, but it's not popularized. Like the Somalis' main industry, slavery, that got shut down by the Europeans. So they went to piracy and kidnapping, and Ilhan Omar comes from an established family over there that's colonizing the U.S., and she has major slave backgrounds to people currently engaged in slave trafficking. That's why she defends all these Islamicist lawyers. It's why she does all this. They sent her in as their agent. So, yeah, I mean, I cover a lot of stuff that nobody else covers, and it really angers the globalists, but my main transmission about the New World Order, the world government, the anti-human plan, the technocracy, it's now mainline, and you have failed. I just want to tell the globalists, you can piss up a rope. I feel really good because I've got a lot more missions to carry out, but I can see how the dominoes are going down, and you might be able to prolong your holding on by your fingernails, but you're going down in the end. So that's all that really matters to me. I want Hillary and the globalists and all the rest of you parasites to understand something. Trying to flush Western civilization down a toilet because you were threatened by its liberalism is not going to happen. And again, the West is liberal, but they've changed the terms around to leftist. The left is not liberal. They're authoritarian. I am a flaming liberal. I mean, I am a bleeding heart, on fire liberal. I believe in personal freedom. I believe in personal choice. These people don't. They're the opposite of that. And we as the West have always enshrined that. So they say they're that. We put them on this pedestal. And they've stolen everything, including the kitchen sink. Why do you think the federal government, starting back under George Herbert Walker Bush, had a giant program to relocate millions of Somalis in the Midwest and not other Africans? Because the Somalis follow their tribal imam chief 100%, just like MS-13 does or Hezbollah does. And these are groups that can be worked with the corrupt political bureaucracy to be paid money. And for services to be carried out, criminal services. This is the balkanization of the land. It's like saying, oh, let's hire somebody to run our company from Corsica. We're not saying everybody in Corsica is the Italian mafia, but the mafia runs Corsica even more than Sicily. And so they're going to follow their chief's orders. We're bringing in groups that are not from free societies who were under mafia control. Now, I'm going to start the next hour with the big story I said I was going to get to this segment, but there's not enough time. So let me tell you what's coming up. I could sit here for 5 hours and play you all the clips of MSNBC and CNN and others calling for violence. I could show you who's funding it. I've done that. I'll do it again. But they had the call for revolution and violence and intimidation at like a 2 or 3 a year ago, 2 years ago, when Maxine Waters said, don't let them get gas, don't let them be in a grocery store, don't let them be in restaurants, go get in their face. Now, these people are such cowards. There's not just the one Lucy's Fried Chicken video where they come and get in my face and I go to their table after they come over and say, we're going to kill you 3 times. I walk. I'm trying to leave. They're sitting outside the door. I say, get up. Of course, none of them got up. Now I walk in and I see them in some of these restaurants in Austin. It's a minority of folks. Man, I walk in most restaurants. Mainline liberals are awake now. They're like, hey, boss, we love you. You're great. You're awesome. We totally get it. We know it's all scam. The awakening's huge. But if I go downtown or South Congress or wherever, I see them looking at me and I'm like, yeah, you going to say something? Because I'm not going to get down there and lick your ugly ass. It's not happening. It's always 6-7 of these guys. You know, you're all, it's like that song, Metallica redid it, but I forget who did it originally. You always seem outnumbered. I don't care about outnumbered. Bob Seger, that's even better. I mean, these people are scum. They're slaves. They're always like white little vampire meth heads. But the point is, once you stand up to them and say, screw you, they back off. They're used to conservatives and Christians and libertarians, everybody pissing their pants and leaving. You know what I do when they're doing it? I finish my food, and then I go get in their face. And they don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, you're glaring at me. You're tough. You just said you're going to kill me. Get up. Get up. Because you know at a cellular level, I'm going to break your neck. You know it. That's why you don't like me. Because you are filth. You come from filth. You come from weakness. And you hate greatness. That's your problem. So here's the deal. We left you alone, all you weak people of every race, color, and creed who have satanic energy. Because we're altruistic. But you don't like it. You want to get together now and pull us down. Guess what? You're not pulling anything down, trash. Nothing. But let me finish up with this. It's just funny after they circulated that all over the leftist blogs everywhere that they just keep their mouth shut now. That's good. But I digress. All over now, they're calling for violence. And they'll add a proviso. Oh, I don't mean physical violence, but I want you to, quote, confront and destroy them. And Chris Hayes and others go, they haven't listened yet. We're trying to make them. We've got to get more aggressively. That's right. Take their bank accounts. Silence them. Demonetize them. We're not slaves like you. We didn't go coddle up to the dark side, the globalist side, because we were afraid or we wanted to build our own world. And so they think that, oh, we haven't intimidated them enough. That's funny. You think you have, oh, exactly. If you just scare me the right way, I'll go away. That's exactly what's happening now. Let me tell you, I've never been a diabolical person, and I'm not planning anything criminal, but I've gone James Bond meets you know what. I mean, let me just let the listeners and viewers know. What you see on the surface is only the tip of the iceberg. They tried to shut me down 13 years ago when I was just trying to be small, didn't want to be the leader. And so I said, I'm going to build a big system and go up against them and I'll show you. And I told people I was doing it. But now you've done this, I'm really going to show you now. I'm really going to show you. And so are the American people of every race, color, creed, and religion, whether they be black or white or old or young or a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu. I don't care. A Buddhist, an agnostic, an atheist. As long as you want freedom and others to be free, I am on your side. But I'm not going to bow down to criminality anymore and big coalitions of the corrupt. And so we'll break all this down next hour. And there's a big Elon Musk report that adds intel to the brain chipping operations he's pushing and just all the insanity and what Antifa's planning next for regime change. It's all coming up next hour. But all I ask listeners and viewers is this, is realize it isn't just some cheap trick to say you're the resistance to the globalist operation. You are the resistance. And to say that you are critical, you are essential, you are the literal oxygen in the room. When you decide via email or via text message or word of mouth or tell folks about local radio stations or TV stations, when you decide to say, here's a forbidden show, they're lying about it. Hear what's really happening. You won't believe the information. When you share the articles and the videos and tell people about Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. And your will to financially buy products from us and stand against the globalists has them not knowing what to do, because here's their plan. They want to destroy my name first and assassinate my name before they physically do it. But if they can't assassinate my name first, they can't kill me. And that's why they're so pissed, because they're losing thanks to you. I'm willing to die, but I'm not willing to lose. So I need to stay on top of this and stay alive, because they've made us a figurehead and we're winning thanks to you. I am in your hands. I am in good hands. And we're going to win thanks to Jesus Christ.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And by the way, folks, I get wound up on air at times like this because back when I was a football fan, I used to, you know, go to the Dallas Cowboy games when I was a kid and get so excited about it. So it was tribal and it was about our team winning. This is like 100 times that. You know, like I said, I can be out in the heat hiking and I barely sweat. I get in here in air conditioning and I start sweating because it's so epic to be talking about how big all this is and to have you tuned in and all we've been through together. It's just amazing times. So I'm going to be a good boy here. I'm going to settle down now because I've got some powerful stuff to hit. And I'm going to play this special report that needs to be seen. And then when we come back, I'm going to go through their preparation for violence and how the LA Times is doing the work of Soros. The minute I saw the headline, I knew what I was going to read, and I read it. Sure enough, it was the heart of Antifa, funded by Soros, and they're calling for a criminal investigation of California police departments because they are infiltrating Antifa. And the article says Antifa's never been involved in violence, Antifa's done nothing wrong, and it's all these right-wingers doing violence, but the statistics show the complete opposite. The left's doing 95% of the violence conservatively. Any real white supremacists have been converted in prisons and are mentally ill, and it's usually gang against gang, you know, drug dealing. And the police know all that. So I want to get into the revolution they're planning and how they're going to be used as decoys, and then just show how they're demonizing the LAPD and people because they're putting groups in their groups because the groups are saying they want to kill cops. You can go hear their chants. I mean, this is what they say. So just a little news tip to the left. You may want to kill cops here in your overthrow. You might not want around, you know, telling everybody, we're going to kill cops. And then when the cops come watch you because of it, you're calling for killing Border Patrol and stuff on record. You're lucky that's not all that's happening. When you're running around saying, we're going to premeditatedly arm ourselves, train, and then kill a bunch of people because we're John Brown's gun club, and then you're caught attacking and firebombing an ICE facility. I mean, it's insane. Let's go ahead and go to this report, though, on the internet and then attempt to take over.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to sit here and play Frederica Williams 2 weeks ago, the Congress saying, if you disagree with Democrats, you should be arrested. Or the other state rep out of Georgia saying the same thing today. Or all the clips of Joe Biden saying it's time to get physical and violent with people, or Maxine Waters saying confront conservatives at gas stations, shopping malls, restaurants, and all the people getting attacked and the firebombings and the shootings and Congressman Scalise and the baseball attack, and just all of it would take the rest of the show to do. But MSNBC's Chris Hayes is a particularly nasty little coward. Story's up on Infowars.com. He came out late last week and engages in the most pure projection I've ever seen about how Trump's a mafia don. And he gives control to all these sectors under him. And so people do what he says. No, Trump has fired the lobbyist and is actually making decisions himself about what's best for the country, and the country's turned around almost completely. But then he goes into how they're racist and they're bad, and all they've got is this belief that they're superior and that America is doing great. Well, the left are a bunch of professors and a bunch of elitists that hate America and have a belief that they're the ruling class and are going to take control of it and rule our lives and our minds and tell us what words to use and censor us and control us. They're the ones having the authoritarian dreams. They're the social engineers. They're the ones allied with the Chi-Coms. But then he says his supporters must be confronted and destroyed. He says, oh, I don't mean violence. I just mean very aggressively, because they've got to know that they're not going to be put up with. And it just shows a total disconnect. Hey, Chrissy, do you understand, right, that once a population's awake, like the Vietnamese, no matter if you were bringing them freedom, which the U.S. probably was compared to the Chinese influence, they were a country that had defeated more than 10 enemies over 1,000 years and were fighters. We couldn't beat them once they decided to resist. Once they stuck their jaw out and their chest out and sucked their gut in, once they decided to fight to the death, it was over. Give you a little newsflash, turd face. We've reached that point. We're not backing down. Your intimidation, your threats, the government, they tried to, the left tried to have my children taken. They've tried to plant child porn on me. They've all of it. Doesn't matter. None of it's true. No one buys it. And the nastier your attacks get, the stronger we get. And that goes for other people under attack. So you ignore the manifest of the kidnapped kids on the plane with Bill Clinton and Hillary. It's all coming out. Rats leaving the sinking ship. Even CNN reporters are now tweeting Hillary's about to go down for Epstein. It's not Trump. So you go ahead and try to connect him to Trump all day. That's not there. The expiration date on the Democratic Party is here. And Chris Hayes thinks, he desperately is like, attack them, go after them, let them know that we're going to be in their face. Hey, punk, we're not bullies like you that seek out the power structure and try to organize against the people. We came to fight because you've been pissing on us and bullying us for a long time. And you may be the schoolyard bully, but we're going to meet you outside after class as an allegory. So they're the ones that say when Trump criticizes them that Trump is censoring them. No, they say Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a devil, Trump's a liar, driving from office. All these reporters put out articles about assassinating the president. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN. And then Trump fights back with words. They go, oh, he's attacking the press. You're not the press. You're Chi-Com operatives. You're globalists. But you listen to these couple minutes I'm about to play. And it's all projection. And he's just desperate. His ratings are way down. CNN's ratings are way down. They're all way down. And they're just there. Just we got to attack them. We got to get them. We got to show them. We got to hit them in the head with bike locks and hit them in the head with clubs. We got to firebomb the ICE facilities. You know, we got to have our people go out and dump buckets of fake blood in front of the ICE facility when people are fighting to get into the U.S. and we release almost everybody unless they're a felon. And they just lie and lie and lie and lie about concentration camps and about all of it. And they're calling for this big violent overthrow. And they've got CBS shows about go out and attack a white person. And they're trying to cause a race war. the left that sold us out to China and the EU is panicking. They've committed incredible crimes. They got away with stuff for decades, and now they keep going, well, they bowed down to us because of intimidation and political correctness, but they're not doing it anymore. Well, let's do even more. We were asleep. We're awake now. You woke us up. You thought, oh, I've dominated America. I'm sitting on top of America, slapping it in the face, bleeding off of it. We woke up and are like, what the hell? We shove the vampire off of us. It goes, oh, they were laying there and taking it because they were scared of me. Let me really scare them. So you flash a big vampire face. We attack you even stronger. We're now strangling you politically. And you're like, threatening us. You, dude, our hands are around your neck. Do you understand that, right? There's nothing you can do now. Your back's broken. You can make it a lot worse for yourself. Like the German high command tried to get Hitler to surrender a year before. He wouldn't do it. And you're going to be just like Hitler. And all you supporters of the globalists are going to be just like the Germans down in the subway stations when Hitler knew the Russians were using that to get into Berlin. He flooded it and killed 500,000 Germans. When they said, Mein Führer, it's our own people. He said, they are subhuman now. They did not defeat the Russians and the Americans and the Allies, so they deserve to die. You're idiots. You bet on the wrong horse. Read how Hillary talks about you in the WikiLeaks. My dumbass constituents think they're going to take over and get a piece of America. There's not enough money for them. These idiots think they're part of the conquering elite. They're not. Exactly. You're not part of the New World Order. Even if it made it through, you'd be schmucked, you dumb Antifa meth heads. But you spiritually hate America. You spiritually think if you could dominate it, you could be somebody because you're spiritually fallen. You're galactic losers. Here's Chris Hayes trying to rally the forces. Here it is.
Into the Trump presidency. It is a classic model of corrupt governance. The capo on the top and the many, many bosses below who are given control of their domain to do as they wish. Because Trump doesn't care at all about EPA policy or labor or Iran really or anything really other than making money, which the presidency allows him to do with public dollars, and being the center of attention, which, same. But the base, what does the base get? The folks in that arena, well, it's obvious, isn't it? They get to chant. They get to revel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others. They may not get much more than that, but Trump and now the entire Republican Party and most of the conservative movement realize that that is enough for them.
Here, hit pause right there.
That no one...
But back it up to the beginning. We're going to come back with this. That's enough for them. Some of the best job numbers ever. American pride again, exuberance, not being told we suck all day, having somebody appreciate the veterans, having somebody talk about the accomplishments of the country. All you've been doing is demoralizing us and telling us how bad we are. We can't say mother or father. We can't say manhole. We can't have Halloween parties. It might offend somebody. We've got to let men win all the women's sporting events now. We've got to just bow down to the disease of Hollywood. You're like, it's all they get. Just to get to feel like they're not hated. Well, that's not all they get. That's not all they get. That's a load of crap. It's all your people get is feeling like they're in charge. You're talking about yourself, Chris Hayes, with no viewers, but all the money propping you up. Everyone that's got a brain knows you're a traitor. Everybody that's got a brain knows you're a piece of crap. Everybody that's got a brain knows that you're the guy they don't want to be because you're not a man. You're a little elitist, sycophantic, alone toady who cries himself to sleep at night because you don't have a soul and your family comes from trash. While America slept, powerful multinational corporations, many of which out of the U.S., allied themselves with the EU, the remnants of the Nazi Party, the Chi-Coms and others, and began the overthrow of the U.S. But before the operation was complete, American patriots for decades worked against it. And now, we're not just in a position of having a fighting chance. We are winning right now. I'd say it's about 55-45 right now. The globalists are pulling out all the stops. This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen, especially for folks like myself. Because if they are able to retake the government before they've been handicapped and defeated, they're going to assassinate my character and then assassinate me. That is the plan. Make no mistake, that's how it works. This is a very serious time. We will not be forgiven for defeating Hillary. We will not be forgiven for standing up for the Republic. We will not be forgiven for not hating our nation by these globalists openly telling us take down the American flag itself now. That's how ridiculous all this has gotten. So I've seen a lot of videos, and I'm going to try not to talk through this. It's going to be very hard. I'm going to write notes. I wrote notes last night, but I forgot to bring them. But nobody put their name on this at InfoWars. Whoever wrote this made a lot of good points. It says, next, Hayes turned his ire on the American people. But the base, what does the base get? The folks in the arena. I think you just said it, moron. They're in the arena. He doesn't even get it. He's so stupid. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They get to chant. They get to rebel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others. Why does everybody want into the country if it doesn't have primacy? I mean, who's everybody hitting on at the party? It's the best-looking chick. Or who all the girls want to date? It's the most successful guy. I mean, this idea that all you do is tell us how much we suck all day. And then Trump has delivered on staggering. Got us out of the TPP, the globalist deal. Got over 3,000 companies to come back. Got the stock market up $5 trillion. Is reforming prison stuff. Is putting the power over abortion back to the states. Got two good Supreme Court justices nominated. I mean, I'm not going to go into, but he's just like, what do they get? They're getting nothing. Because we don't want the government to give us something. We want it to move. Get out. What does Lucre say? Move, bitch. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way, bitch. Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. You see them headlights? I'm doing 100 on the highway. Get out the way. What did Christ say to the devil? Get behind me, Satan. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. That's all we're saying. Get out the way. Thinking of podcast names, it may be Get Out the Way. Get Out the Way. So, this is just insane. So I'm gonna try to just play it. It's just hearing such deception. But it's not deception because it's all who he is. It's who they are. And you just think, my God, our openness allowed the breeding of leftists literally under Chi-Com funding. Turns out the new stupid looking Ted Cruz movie, when a real movie would be all about drones and the end of humans flying planes, so we would not let that happen. It's, you know, in the new Top Gun, it's Chinese government run and owned. That's mainstream news. And they blurred out and cut scenes they didn't like that weren't for the Chi-Coms. Nothing against Ted Cruz. Tom Cruise. You know, Ted Cruz is a new movie. Teleprompter free here, folks. Tom Cruise. So many cruises, so little time to cover it all. Now there's Top Gun sequel drops Japanese, Taiwanese flags to appease China. China, who owns Hollywood now. But let's get to Chris Hayes, where he's just dripping with hate. Says, I don't want you to be violent, but confront and destroy. So he does a proviso. So I'm going to go out and murder these people lovingly, politically. Here it is.
Into the Trump presidency. It is a classic model of corrupt governance. The capo on the top and the many, many bosses below who are given control of their domain to do as they wish. Because Trump doesn't care at all about EPA policy or labor or Iran really or anything really other than making money, which the presidency allows him to do with public dollars, and being the center of attention, which, same. But the base, what does the base get?
Back it up again. About 5 seconds. It's all you folks that are politicos that want to be famous. You're the ones that couldn't make it like Trump did. Number one TV show, number one hotels, golf courses. You all failed in the big leagues, as you see it, because you all want to be in Hollywood. You failed, Chris Hayes. So again, you're projecting onto Trump everything you are. What is the base kit? Well, we get to not have Hillary Clinton running things and starting World War III. How about that? And pulling the troops out of Afghanistan. Here it is.
the folks in that arena. Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
It's obvious we don't get some dude with mousey tongue glasses lecturing us who has no viewers. But again, this is the guy. He has a right to rule you like Ilhan Omar. He has this, I'm a ruler. You're supposed to elect my witch god Hillary. Continue.
They get to revel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others.
Back it up again. I'm sorry. You know, major universities have come out, like Colorado State and others, and said, don't say America or Americanism or anything. It's hurtful. It's racist. It's evil. He's like, these Americans reveling in their Americanism, their primacy. This is the end of America. This is the enemy trying to mainline his message. Can you imagine people that watch this and believe it? It's outrageous. Okay. Go ahead and play it.
Revel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others. They may not get much more than that, but Trump and now the entire Republican Party and most of the conservative movement realize that that is enough for them. They realize that no one actually cared about deficits or small government. That was never the fuel that fired the engine of Republican politics. It was always roiling rage against them that was on full display in the center-back chants last night. Without that rage and that passion, that enthusiasm and fire in that room, this entire project falls apart. That sentiment at the core of the coalition cannot be pried loose, and it cannot be negotiated with, and it cannot be appeased. It must be peacefully, nonviolently, politically destroyed with love, compassion, and determination, but utterly confronted and destroyed. That is the only way to break the coalition apart, not by prying off this or that interest.
Pause again. So the intimidation isn't working. We've got to destroy them, which is more intimidation. See, they won't give up. They won't give in. They won't let us rule them. Look at the arrogance of Chris Hayes, the little demonic creature he is. He has no soul. And he's so pissed. Continue.
They have shamed themselves too much. The heart of the thing must be ripped out. The darkness must be banished. The people who feel moral revulsion at that display we saw last night must collectively mobilize in greater numbers than the chanters. We got
a taste
of what that looks like. And Congresswoman Ilhan Omar returned home to Minnesota today.
To a staged event. The slaver from Somalia returned home. He is so damn scared, man. And he should be. I mean, when you come from the trash that Chris Hayes comes from, I mean, it's only downhill from here. So, hey, Chris, piss up a rope, buddy. Ain't going to work the way you think it is, Jack. You just woke us up, punk. So go ahead. You swing first. You meet us outside. See what happens.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking.
So if you just join me, ladies and gentlemen, you're a TV viewer. You see a crowd of about 50 media and maybe a dozen or so supporters of Ilhan Omar waddling off of a plane in Minnesota. And as Trump pointed out, they did this fake rock star welcome for her. Well, yeah, I mean, she's one of the top stories in the country, putting America down, saying she'll teach us how to be patriotic. She's more patriotic than the average American. She helps fund and support Al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorists, tries to get them out of prison, tries to block bills that would stop sexual mutilation, chopping little girls' genitals off. You know, earlier when I got into the history of slavery in Africa and how the Somalis ran it for the Arabs, I didn't read the Wikipedia or Cornell Law or just all the stuff about, they didn't just cut women's genitals off, still ongoing in Somalia. When they sell one as a sex slave, the Muslims want virgins. They don't put a chastity belt on. They sew their vagina shut. Sorry, you might want to research. It's just mainstream news. It's all right here. So here's everybody worshiping her and, you know, bowing down to her. I'll play the video with audio in a moment. But Chris Hedges says this is his secret weapon. You know, Trump gets 50,000, 20,000, 10,000, sometimes in bigger arenas, 100,000 people with a lot of folks turned away. Oh, but Ilhan Omar has this close camera shot of her coming out of the airport. And it looks like about maybe 100 reporters, maybe a dozen, maybe two dozen people. Yay! You are home. America is yours. Sharia law. Chop the genitals off. Get the ISIS terrorists out of prison. Teach Americans how to grovel to you. Welcome home, Ilhan. Oh, but can you guys cue the video up? I forgot to tell you where she said our home back in Somalia. Oh, she said, I'm sick of hearing them go America. Like they have to go America. Oh, stink. And can I play all her constituents say they want to go back to Somalia because America sucks? Whew, it's unbelievable. So Chris Hayes. Yeah, go ahead and play that video. Here it is.
In 2016, it's election cycle, and you guys have the ability to make an impact on where our nation is headed, not only here in the United States, but even in our nation back home.
In our nation, not just in our nation, you're like, well, you're an American. No, our nation back home. It's our nation. It's home. Just in case you don't know my allegiance. She's like, I'm not going to decry ISIS or Al-Qaeda. I'm not going to fly an American flag. You bitches are mine. But Chris Hayes says, we need the support and we need the energy that we saw with 100 media reporters and maybe a dozen people. Seriously, roll that video for TV viewers without audio. And if you look at it, because I've looked at the raw footage, we're playing it. When I say 100 reporters, maybe 100. Because, I mean, let's guess they're stacked three deep behind what we see. We see like 15 reporters, maybe six, seven, eight big cameras. And we see maybe a dozen, two dozen leftist fawning Democrats that, you know, got told on Twitter or Facebook to go there. But let's say it was three, four deep, maybe 100. Because, look, it's only three or four deep on the other side and right there. But somebody shot the video from behind. So let's just say that it was kind of hunchback, like five times the people were behind the camera we're seeing, maybe it's 150. What we see on camera is about 40, maybe 50. So this is the excitement that Chris Hayes is talking about. This is, can you guys cue it up to the end of his little newscast where he called for, what was the quote? Confront and destroy Trump supporters. Like the firebombing last weekend of the ICE facility trying to shoot the cops, or maybe shooting Scalise, Congressman Scalise, or maybe beating up and breaking the ribs of Rand Paul, or maybe when coffee got thrown on me, or the dozens of times no one's seen on tape where people come up and say they want to kill me. And they're always like mental patients. F you Russian. Yeah, Russian. F you Nazi. Yeah, right, Nazi. I mean, it's just, these are followers that think they're part of the ruling class. So let me hit this piece of news for you. There's an article out of the Guardian, the communist newspaper, and it's got links to the LA Times. Los Angeles police spied on anti-Trump protesters. And then as soon as you read the article, it says that they were spying on a left-wing organization. Refuse fascism. Well, if you read the federal filings on refuse fascism, George Soros has put $500 million into it in the last 10 years. And his son, Alexander Soros, runs it now and has put more than that in. And here's a full page ad they ran 2 years ago when the police investigated them, calling for the violent overthrow of Trump. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. November 4th, it begins. And it says, drive the regime from power. And these are the groups out carrying out all these different attacks. So you read the article, and it's always predictable. They go, the peaceful organization is loving and anti-racist and has never been violent. The evil police officers infiltrated them and recorded them violating their civil rights, and the police need to be fired immediately. This just shows the police themselves are Nazis. Go read the article. This is Antifa that says they're going to target Border Patrol federal agents. They've been to Tucker Carlson's house. They've been doxing everybody. They say kill police. They wear shirts that show police being shot, killed, stabbed, you name it. And then the police go and investigate it when they say they're going to overthrow the government. And the London Guardian and the LA Times write articles about how the U.S. police are Nazis. You got to go read the article. I mean, I remember when I first covered this full-page ad in the New York Times, they had CNN go, it doesn't exist, it's not true. Because in a military attack, you tell people, this is not an assault, this is not an attack, you're not being attacked. It's part of the brainwashing. But you got to go read this. Police equipped an informant with a hidden, they better, with a hidden device and had an individual attend refuse fascism gatherings. Ooh, at a local church in an attempt to elicit information regarding how they closed the highway and attacked police. I mean, you're saying you're going to overthrow the government, you're going to kill police, and of course now they're firebombing stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, what do you want to bet the person that wrote this at The Guardian, Sam Levine, wonder if he's ever put a black mask on? Because, you know, they're mainly media and government employees who think they're Batman and, like, put these masks on at night and then, like, walk over to a woman, hit her in the head with a bike lock. You're a Nazi. I'm not a man hitting a woman in the head with a bike lock was going to a Trump speech. No, she's a Nazi. I get to be a criminal now. Hit her in the head with a bike lock because I'm a liberal and you're Nazis and I'm like Inglorious Bastards. You know, I'm killing an SS officer. But that's who they are. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about the real issues with the economy and the psychology of the globalist brainwashing and Trump's ally being reelected by landslide in Japan and so much more in the final segment of this worldwide broadcast. Remember, Google and Facebook and all the other pedo supporters really hate it when you spread the link to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. They tell you don't do it. I say do whatever you think's best. But if you're going to fight back, fight hard. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I'm definitely about to save the best for last. Two incredibly powerful reports.
The Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tomorrow on the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., right after David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and right before Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. of the War Room, I'm going to hit it all. I mean, if Trump doesn't take action on censorship, nobody will. Gold Star mothers, angel moms, they're all being banned. Anybody that supports Trump's being banned. It's so out of control. I want to hit two reports here at the end because they're very, very important. Even major universities are now saying don't fly the American flag. It's a hate symbol. They're saying movie stars that sport the American flag should lose their jobs. It's getting bad. But there's a video report that deserves to be seen. We're about to play it here, but I hope you'll share it. We just posted it. It's Neuralink. The war against humanity goes mainstream. I would call it, what the hell is Elon Musk doing after warning us about AI and brain chips? Has he totally sold out? I think that's the answer. He's been threatened. They tried to destroy his company. So Elon Musk capitulates. He joins the dark side. He gives in like most people. That's coming up. And then we have another very important report that deals with the attack on the American flag. How serious all this has gotten tonight. So I'm going to air each report back to back, but I just want you to understand something. The globalists are arrogant. They think you're stupid. They think I'm stupid. They think we're weak. We're not. And if you get serious about spreading these videos and these articles, this live show, they'll be defeated. Here's the reports.
With companies like Verichip, We have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence. Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile.
Now you should speed up.
The merge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best.
Like for us.
Yes. Like, if you can't beat it, join it. That's, like, the purpose of Neuralink, is to create a high-bandwidth interface to the brain such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing Neuralink on a monkey...
A monkey has been able to control the computer with its brain.
Elon Musk is ready to begin implanting his technology on humans as early as next year.
The neurons of your brain connect to form a large network through axon-dendrite junctions called synapses.
Oh, liberal.
Oh. At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using...
Show the Christians you're cool. Take the mark. Hail Satan.
Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical
spike. We won't jack into it, we promise. Oh.
Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby, allowing recording of the information represented by a neuron.
Oh. The Neuralink chip is made up of 1,000 strands of electrodes that will be inserted into the brain by a specialized robot. The chip will act as a sensor affixed to the skull, and an interface device will be placed behind the ear.
As long as it's a robot, it's okay.
The device will be controlled with an iPhone app. Elon Musk tells us that his technology will not take full control of our brain, at least at first.
And all this will occur, actually, I think quite slowly.
He's totally on drugs right there. Look at it.
Neuralink will have this incredible neural lace and start taking over people's brains. Okay.
Liberal.
It will take a long time.
And the Neuralink team is clear that the device is designed to put information into the brain.
Oh, yeah, it's one way.
The system, even in version one that we're going to unveil today, is capable of 1,000 times more.
Who would trust anything this drug addict says?
The best system out there. And they're all read and write.
My team focuses on building chips and systems to get neural signals.
Both these dudes are probably like hanging out with Tim Cook, you know.
And also to put information into the brain.
Remember, Tim Cook's like you down on your knees, boy.
We don't really want to read information out of the brain. We want to be able to put it back into the brain.
Look at this gibbering. They're all on drugs. Look at his eyes. What the hell are they on, dude?
But actually, the basic building blocks of that technology are already there.
These are all sellouts. Look at them.
Having control over the body and our speech.
These are all enemies.
According to Elon, Neuralink
you won't
is
stop
a way
us,
for
crap
mankind
heads.
To merge with artificial intelligence.
Ultimately,
dude, these people are like on suicidal levels of meth. Look at them. Sort of anyone knows that's a crackhead right there.
So, but this is not a mandatory thing. This is a thing that you can choose to have if you want. But I think even in a benign AI scenario, we will be left behind.
So just do this, you're left behind. Let me put some wires in your brain.
Benign scenario.
I'm liberal.
With a high bandwidth brain machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride.
Oh, we can get in the white van?
Have the option of merging with AI.
Oh, merging with it.
Are concerned about this. Revelations 13 of the Bible warns of the mark of the beast, a mark placed into the foreheads so that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark. Whether you believe this or not, it is fast becoming reality. While we act as if we have no choice but to create artificial intelligence and submit to its fate, We collectively sacrifice our own free will. And if we are unwilling to claim dominion over our own bodies, then we will most certainly get what we deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
No one should share this. It's just, Senator Blumenthal's right. We should roll over and die so that soulless piece of crap can feed on our guts. Never, never. I call on Jesus Christ's power against this evil. Next transmission. Tomorrow's news. Prepare for next transmission. This is such a crazy story that I'm going to tell it. I called Tim Frugier into my office yesterday. He's our operations manager, a good friend of mine. And I said, do you remember last week I said we're going to sell out of the new Betsy Ross American flag, these colors don't run, America's back shirts, which we did sell out of. Thanks for the support, folks. But the price we sell them, we got to sell a ton of them to fund the operation, but we did sell 4,000. And I said, I told folks it's so popular, we're going to have a new variant. And I said, I want the new variant to be an American flag, a Betsy Ross, but also another just classic American flag, all 50 stars, with the Gadsden snake superimposed over it. And on the back, America's back, InfoWars.com. Last night, I'm on InfoWars.com, and I read, Chris Pratt criticized for T-shirt choice. It is literally the shirt that I envision. Of course, it's a common sense shirt. But what's better than just an American flag? How about a don't tread on me under the flag? Saying don't tread on the American flag. It's a perfect combo. So great minds think alike. I mean, whoever designed that shirt, we'd already come up with the exact same similar design. And so that's the new limited edition. We're printing 4,000. By the way, just yesterday, the 4,000 shirts of the Betsy Ross flag arrived, the ones that are already sold out. Those are now shipping today. Anyone wants this new limited edition, it is the Don't Tread on Me American flag T-shirt inspired by the triggering of leftist of the shirt worn by Chris Pratt. And I'm told by folks that know Chris Pratt, I think it's pretty obvious he's a Christian and he's criticized for that, that the guy is a patriot. That's exciting. So this is inspired by the shirt he's wearing, but it reminded me that I was already having the shirt designed. And Tim's like, wow, that's crazy. But no, it's really not crazy. Think about it. Don't tread on me, because they're treading on the American flag, and then the snake's with it. And it just really works well. We did a little bit better design, I think, but it's a, you know, battle tattered flag, like the one that flew over Fort Sumter, that's in the Star Spangled Banner song, or national anthem. And again, on the back, it says, America's back, InfoWars.com. So I am very, very proud of that new shirt. America's back, InfoWars.com. 4,000 of these babies. And that's it. I mean, I'm into the graphics, folks. I want an American flag, and I want the Betsy Ross ones, you know, two different shirts, four different variants, just like the last shirt. And they go, well, how do you want the snake? I go, I don't know, kind of faded into it, but you know, where you see it. And then Chris Pratt is wearing one just like it, and then he gets in trouble, and the left says it's racist, and they're going to unfollow him, and Hollywood's not sure now. You know, you wore an American flag. It's a white supremacist symbol. They said Betsy Ross was one. She was an abolitionist. The average leftist is so dumb, they don't know abolitionists were the Christian movement out of England and the United States that banned slavery worldwide. England went to war with at least 11 countries to ban it and lost over 100,000 sailors and Marines. So we've got the Betsy Ross version and the American flag version at InfoWarsStore.com, being printed in the USA right now, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. The most banned broadcast in the world. All right, that's it for the live Sunday show. Love you all. More transmissions coming up. See you back tomorrow, God willing.